Today on the Outdoor Dell and Dustin, we talk about the Arizona over-the-counter season, which started up here. Find out what units are closed and what are not as of today, Wednesday, August 24th. Also, are the wolves really declining in Montana, as the anti-hunters say? We gotta listen to find out. D&D Outdoors is brought to you by Headline Outdoors. Download the Headline Outdoors app on Roku or Amazon Fire Stick and catch up on Season 3 today, as well as all the other shows that we have on the Headline Outdoors app. We also brought to you by the Southwestern Outdoors. Head on over to the Southwestern Outdoors and get all your gear that you need to be ready for dove season.
Welcome back, everyone, to D&D Outdoors. Today on the show, hunting has opened up across the West. Dove season is a little over a week away. And it's just another great day here in Arizona. We got lots of rain this week, which kind of screwed over me hunting. But can't complain about rain. How have you been, Dustin?
Pretty good, man. You getting it rain too?
Oh, yeah. We've been getting pounded. So I was planning to go out Saturday and Sunday, but my areas that I go to, you have to go through washes and stuff. And then, like, I was looking online and people were posting pictures of those washes running. And I didn't want the helicopter to have to come get me out or any of that fun stuff. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it out this week. But looks like the weather's going to clear up next weekend, so I'll be able to get out there and chase some deer out here in Arizona with my bow.
Sounds like you wimped out, man.
A little bit. I really just didn't want to get wet, too.
As you can see, you know, that picture right there, you had to hike a mile through that.
Yeah, but at least with that, you know, you aren't going to have like a wall of water come out of nowhere and sweep you away. You know, like we have out here in our washes. Yeah, I mean, it's fun,
It was times where, you know, you're taking a step. You don't know if it's going to be, you know, ankle deep, knee deep, thigh deep.
See, I don't mind that as much.
I do.
See, I guess you need to get some bigger waders. Get them up to your shoulders.
I had chest waders, but there's like, oh, you ain't gonna need those.
No, turns out you did. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, speaking of Arizona archery, I know we talked about earlier in the year, Arizona went to a first time ever we've had limits on deers in the each respected unit. You know, we have harvest quotas. X amount for can be taken by non-residents, and also then a total annual limit on the units of what deer can come out of there. I think we talked about our concerns with this and that the anti-hunting groups would call in and shut these units down early, if I am correct. That was one of our That was one of our biggest concerns. Well, as of the close of week one, I lied. We only have one unit closed as of today, which is one of like a premier unit in Arizona that just went from draw to over the counter. So I'm not too sure if they're going to do it this week. But at the end of week one of Arizona over the counter archery, only unit is shut down is unit one. Out of the 35 harvested deer that could be harvested, all 35 are harvested. Looking through this report here, it's really interesting. I'm going to go ahead here and show you real quick what I'm taking a look at here. And what you can see is, are you seeing the spreadsheet?
Yeah.
Okay. What y'all can see here with the spreadsheet is, it's very interesting. This is the only unit that was closed. We aren't really close to any of the other units. Lots of zeros. And I love seeing zeros, especially in this unit, because this is the unit I hunt. So it's going to be good to see that there's plenty of hunting opportunities. I know that was some of the biggest concerns that we did have out here in Arizona, things getting closed down quickly. As you can see, antler and mule deer in some units are different. I am surprised that some of these units do have more coos deer or whitetail, I guess they call them, you know, they're coos deer, taking the mule deer just because of how hard they are to hunt. But for the most part, I mean, there's still units with 140, 138 tags, 185 tags left. Granted, these units are down south where you don't really want to be playing with too often, but it's pretty cool to see that I was wrong as of now. It's going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out if, you know, these units start to close up this week and not. We still have, they closed the sun up on that Wednesday of the week. So as of August 24th, only unit one's closed, but it'll be as of currently. And we'll see if more units will shut down before Wednesday, August 24th, and be open, or if they'll be open for another week.
How many units is there in Arizona?
Oh, God. I mean, a lot, I think. I don't, the different difficult things, there's like one, two, then there's like 2A, 2B. There's no, I don't, there's no like unit four. Let's see here. Let's count. Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 9, 10 in region one. Region two has 22 total with region one and two, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63. 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75
units. 75
units. That's a lot of units. Yeah, 75 units we have here. So we have like unit 1, 2A, 2B, 2C, 3A, 3B, 3C, 5A, 5B, 6A, 6B, I-hunt and 20B. There's also 20A and 20B. Essentially, what these are, they're smaller units that they break up for I don't know what reason. It's just kind of how they're subdivided in a way. You can't hunt game in every single unit. Like, they don't all have the same amount of game. Some units, literally, there's no animals except like dove and stuff or coyotes. Some units, their unit was simply created to allow like bighorn sheep hunting. Because bighorn sheep are new, or we're like growing the population here, and to subdivide the bighorn sheep units. Also, some units just, they're big units. So like, for example, for unit 22, which is one that I hunt a lot, there's 20, that's not even divided, but that's just unit 22. But in that unit, there's a 22 north and a 22 south. So yeah, we have a lot of units here in Arizona. Lots of hunting opportunity, but the units are very well defined, and it really gives the animals, I guess, in a sense, a chance to escape.
See, they have Virginia color coded into like 12 or 13 different regions. Then they start dropping in these little red triangles and this and that, diamonds or X's to. Like Amherst County is split with Route 29 that you can hunt. They've changed it to where we get 4 weeks of rifle season on the west side, but from mid-November to the first of the year on the other side with rifle.
Interesting. Yeah, and that's very interesting. And we don't really, it's hard to really explain the hunting in Arizona, to be honest with you. It's kind of a pain to figure it out. But it does give more, I guess, opportunities and less hunters in one area. But the challenges are definitely there, where it's similar to kind of like what you were saying, that the road's divided, or in some places there's a road, but the road's not going to divide. The creek on one side of the road's going to divide it. So it's a challenge, but I mean, you just got to, I guess, keep up with where you're hunting at in a way. We like to add some fun to it out here. It's very common, though, I think, also in the West, because it's going to give you a lot more different chances to hunt, simply because you're going to have some of these units could be on the border of a really good elk unit, but that subunit, the elk really don't migrate to, or Game and Fish doesn't want the elk in that area, like the Kaibab, which is a trophy mule deer area by the Grand Canyon. There's good elk hunting around it, but they don't want elk on the Kaibab simply because it's like world renowned for mule deer hunting. A lot of people hunt it. A lot of people take like 20, 30 years to draw it if you want to hunt the premium rut hunts with your rifle. But there, you can go buy an elk tag from Walmart and go up there and shoot an elk. The odds of you even seeing an elk, zero. So you're really just buying a camping trip essentially up there. I haven't heard of anybody actually taking an elk from there in 5+ years, or the people that know where the elk are at, they aren't going to tell you, you know. So that's kind of what that is when it comes to those types of units. I don't really like to add a challenge. I see some people, like I like Iowa, I was looking at to go like at their deer zones, they have 5 zones. I'm like, why can't stuff just be that easy? Zone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know.
I mean, they complain about the deer population here. I don't see why, you know, like South Carolina, I might be wrong, but it was, you know, when deer season came in statewide, it was you use whatever you want. If you want to use a bow, use a bow. If you want to use a rifle, use a rifle. If you want to man up and use a knife, go for it.
Use a knife. That'd be fun. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I don't. So, yeah, it doesn't make too much sense what we do here, but it does in the long run. I mean, for example, out of those 70 units, there's 2 units you can hunt buffalo in. There's probably 30 units you can hunt bighorn sheep in. A lot of those units, you know, aren't going to have coos and mule deer. They only have mule deer. Or if they have coos deer, it's going to be way someplace where on a border of another unit where they're heavy at. It's just the division of it, I guess, also allows more opportunity to hunt and gives more opportunity for revenue. I mean, and then there's some units, I believe it's like unit 36, was I used to have my game map back there, where it's just literally all wilderness area where you just have to walk into it. You're on the border of Mexico. It's looking like this behind me, except no roads. And it's kind of sketchy. So, and that's not including. Yep. Our three
sections where you sit there and watch people come across the border?
Well, this right, my background right here, I watch people actually on this, the hill that you see off behind me to the, where the guy's head's at. If you look, we saw at night people's headlamps going across that hill. Wow. So, yeah, it's any place down south. Really, once you get south of Phoenix, you can see them anywhere. They've been finding illegals about 80 miles north of the border in the desert. So there's really no limit to where they stop their hikes at. Yeah, it adds a challenge to the hunt because, you know, I've heard stories of people glassing up deer and next thing you know, here comes the pack coming over the mountain, blowing the deer out, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely interesting. But at least this area you can drive into and stuff. So, but yeah, then with that doesn't include, I think, Tohono O'odham, Navajo Nation, Havasupai, and the White Mountain Apache Tribe, and another Indian res that you can hunt on. Those are 5 different ones, but those are controlled by the each respected tribal reservation, Game and Fish, and last I heard, an elk tag for like their premier units are $45,000. So maybe you can get a big ass elk out of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
$45,000.
Mm-hmm. And it's a premier elk unit, the White Mountain Apache tribe hunting area. It's one of those units where you have a good chance of getting a world record bowl out of it.
That's for somebody like you or I going in there, right?
Yeah. That's for you and I.
That's not somebody off the reservation hunting the reservation.
No, I think the people off the reservation either hunt for free or very limited.
Right.
Pay. The thing is, though, too, you have to hire a guide from the reservation as well. Hunting on the reservation, you definitely want a guide, because if you don't have a guide, it could get interesting out there, especially having firearms. So, yeah. Okay, here we go. For one of their packages, for the first and second hunts, $20,000. Their third Maverick hunts, $18,000. There's a $3,000 trophy fee for any bowl that scores larger than 375 Boone and Crockett. As I said, like, you get huge bowls out there. So it is very, very more than likely you'll get a Boone and Crockett bowl. You possibly could even get a world record bowl out of there. They're all sold out. For $40,000, you can also get a bighorn sheep hunt for your Rocky Mountain sheep. That one's not sold out. I mean, honestly, for a Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep, 40 grand, that's not that bad. If you look at, that's a lot of money, but if you look at what they charge in Canada, it's like anywhere between $50,000 to $80,000. Now, you aren't going to probably be getting a world record ram out of there. But I mean, if you want to get your, whatever it's called, your Grand Slam, your North American Curl Grand Slam, then I mean, that's a way to do it. Yeah. It's very, very interested what they allow you to do. Yeah. Very interested. Very, very interesting. Good money for them. And as I said, like, you are going to get some good elk out of the White Mountain area. It's right on the border of New Mexico as well. And it's just some of the best hunting. Some of the biggest elk that get in the general units border these units, because the elk just wander across and just wrong place, wrong time when they come into like the 23s and the ones. But yeah, it's definitely one that it's a good hunt. World record, big elk, big sheep, big pronghorn, whatever you want to shoot out there. It's true nature. It's pretty cool out there on the reservation. But as I said, like, don't go out there unless you have a guide or you know someone that's a tribal member, because you probably will end up in jail and your gun's taken away. I've heard horror stories about that.
I understand.
Yeah. Oh man, had to add some fun to it. But in other hunting news, I think, was it 5-6 episodes, we talked about the anti-hunters saying that we are exterminating the Yellowstone wolf population, if you recall. Well, I have some bad news. The Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has released their 2021 wolf report. There are 1,141 wolves currently roaming the great state of Montana. That is a net 40 difference. So there's 40 less wolves this year that Montana is estimating than there was last year. So there's an estimated of 192 wolf packs, which is right in line. In 2012, there were 205 wolf packs. And in 2017, there were 186 wolf packs. So the wolf packs, you know, fluctuate and all that good stuff. I don't think they successfully took out all the wolves at Montana, the hunters, like the anti-hunters are saying.
Yeah, I mean, 40, an estimated 40 wolves. I mean, it's not a lot on an estimate.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's just for Montana. If you think of it, like, the wolves are now expanding to Colorado, so their territory, they could be in Wyoming, Idaho,
right,
whatever other states. But yeah, so I mean, yeah, they didn't decimate the pack like everybody was hollering about. Absolutely crazy. Oh my goodness, you just got to add some fun to a little bit of everything. You know, Another news also, which I thought was kind of interesting, it looks like the wolf hunting, or not wolf hunting, the wolf introduction in Colorado is moving forward. They're really trying to figure out where they're going to reintroduce these animals at this time and who's going to pay for it. It's still up in the fight. They do want to release them on the Western Slope, which is where all the ranching cattle, sheep are at, elk hunting, moose. And now they're just trying to figure out the exact areas where the wolves are going to be at. The debates are still happening, but they only have about a year left to get these wolves introduced. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, I can't really see how this is going to end well, especially in some of these areas where the wolves are going. The elk herd's kind of already been decimated from CWD and other stuff. But it'll be interesting to see the outcome of where these are actually released at. And I can't wait to get my input on it, which I hope will be some positive input. Probably not, but I'm going to try my best to stay positive on some of it.
Yeah, probably ain't.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, to see the balance. You know, I am interested because people probably won't like me saying this, but I haven't like seen huge amounts of differences where the wolves are at here in Arizona. Actually, the unit that just shut down for deer, the only shutdown unit is where a lot of the wolves are at currently. So we'll see how it plays out. It'll be fun to see how it goes. You know, it's going to be, I think out west, it's going to be a good hunting season with all this moisture we've had, especially in Arizona. I've been already hearing talks about big antlers everywhere. So hopefully big deer, big elk, big pronghorn, big everything just comes out and, you know, everybody has a great hunting season. I think, when do y'all kick it out your way?
Youth season opens up in a month, September 24th and 25th. And then the following week, October 1st, is bow season.
Awesome. So it's almost here. Yeah. It is almost here. Well, thank you guys for listening to D&D Outdoors. We're really excited to be with you throughout your hunting season. Hopefully we have some new world records to talk about as the season goes on. You know, Dustin and I love looking at the world records and saying, well, you know, if we were there, we probably would have shot it too, which we definitely wouldn't have probably. But, you know, a man can dream, right?
I'd let it walk and get bigger.
Yeah, exactly. Have to leave it on for the next hunter. Oh, man. And I would like to say, actually, one last thing before we head out here. Hunters, we need to stay united. I was seeing all week long on the Arizona hunting pages, people saying, why the hell would you shoot that deer? That's a little deer. Blah, blah, blah. Going back and forth. You can't eat antlers. And then everything just getting all crazy. Remember, we have to stick together. We have enough attacks. We don't need to be attacking ourselves. So if you just congratulate the people, and if you don't like people shooting spikes, just go bitch at someone else about it. Don't be complaining online or putting someone down. You don't know, that could be their first hunt they've ever been on, and you know, they're just happy to harvest something. So really just stay positive when it comes to that. Congratulate them. And as my mom always said, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. And thank you guys very much for listening to D&D Outdoors, and we will be back here in 2 weeks to talk to you guys. And have a great rest of your day, and if you're heading to work, it will be over soon.